Good afternoon, Jody.
Good afternoon.
Do you have an update for us about the Inuk book?
Yes, I do. We have our story selected, and we put out a call earlier this winter for an illustrator. We did receive a couple of submissions, but it wasn't exactly what we were looking for, so we decided to send out a second call for illustrators. Right now, anybody who is a beneficiary that would like to put in a submission for the Inuk book illustrator can do so by, they can email me, and I will send you the story. Then you can read the story and figure out what kind of scene you want to depict and make a drawing and send it back to us. Then the committee will meet after we get all the drawings in, and if we choose your drawing, then you will be employed by the committee to create all of the drawings for our storybook, which we're hoping to have ready to distribute in the fall. We're looking for 10 to 12 drawings. Once the person is hired, we're looking for 10 to 12 drawings, and each drawing you'll be paid $250. So there is a potential to make quite a bit of money. It is not something we expect people to do for free. We're looking for all you talented artists out there who think you can draw some wonderful pictures that would be used in a children's storybook.
Did the author for the Inuk book finish writing the story already?
Yes, that's been done long ago.
So how long do you think the Inuk book illustrator...
Well, the deadline for submissions is April 28th. So we only put the poster out this week, and I've already sent out the story to about 6 or 7 people already who are interested. So it's not too late. If anybody thinks that they can draw, I know there's a lot of talented people, even just in Nunatsiavut alone, let alone beneficiaries outside of the claim area, who are very talented. I encourage anybody, put your drawing forward. This first drawing, everybody just submits a drawing, and only if you're selected you'll get paid for the drawings for the book. Anybody can email me for the story. My email address is jody.lane@nunatsiavut.com. At any NG office you can call for our email addresses. So if you didn't get it, you can just call one of our offices and we'll give you the address. But I would then send you the story, you read the story, and pick out a scene in your mind that you want to draw and send that back to me, and then we'll look at it. So the deadline is April 28th. We hope to have a person selected shortly after that, and then you'd have a few months to do all of the work, and hopefully we'll have the book ready for people to be able to buy in the fall.
And can you tell us again what the first story is going to be?
The first story is called The Christmas Drop, which is a story about a little girl living in Nutak or Okak and having the big plane come and drop the crate with all the toys and foods and things like that at Christmas time, like used to happen long ago. And the author was Samantha Jack from Postville.
Jody, is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I just want everybody that is sitting there knowing that they can draw, or if you know someone who can draw, please encourage them to get a hold of me, get the story, and get a picture into us.
Okay, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to do this interview with you.
No problem, anytime.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.